Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, Apple's iPhone 16 lineup launched just a few weeks ago, and now is about the time we typically hear supply chain reports that indicate how sales seem to be going. In contrast to a questionable report that we talked about from Barclays last week, Apple analyst Michi Kuo has reported some good news for iPhone 16 sales numbers. The biggest takeaway from Kuo's report is that sales numbers appear to be matching expectations with no supply chain cutbacks anticipated. The weeks following a big product launch are usually when we start seeing signs of potential cutbacks. Apple doesn't share specific sales numbers, but the next best thing is hearing from the supply chain about component cutbacks or increases. It appears that the iPhone 16 line, despite not yet having any Apple Intelligence features, is currently meeting the company's sales expectations. Kuo indicates that while the base iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Plus have had lackluster demand compared to last year, their Pro models seem to be doing especially well. Kuo says that suppliers have been asked to continue producing both Pro models during China's national holiday, indicating that demand for the Pro models has generally met expectations so far. Overall, there are still a lot of question marks with regards to iPhone 16 sales. We should learn a little bit more about iPhone 16 demand during Apple's Q4 2024 earnings call, which is set for October 31st, then even more for Apple's fiscal Q1 earnings call, usually taking place in early February. For the time being, though, as we head into the holiday season, it appears that Apple has been right on target with its iPhone 16 numbers so far. Next up today, starting later this month, Prime Video subscribers will be able to subscribe to Apple TV Plus through Amazon. Specific details about the business arrangement between Apple and Amazon are not known, but presumably Apple believes it can reach more subscribers by offering TV Plus as an add-on subscription for Prime Video subscribers. In a press release announcing the news, Eddie Q, Apple's Senior Vice President of Services, said, quote, "We want to make Apple TV Plus and its award-winning library of series and films from the world's greatest storytellers available to as many viewers as possible. We're thrilled that Prime Video will now offer Apple TV Plus, giving viewers an incredible breadth of viewing options," end quote. Meanwhile, Amazon suggests that one billing relationship in one convenient app is what will convince Prime members to subscribe to Apple TV Plus in this new way. This means that you'll be able to pay for Apple TV Plus through your Amazon account, just like you do for Amazon Prime Video and other Amazon purchases. Amazon offers this same functionality for other streaming services like Peacock and Max, so this announcement is an expansion of Amazon's existing initiatives with Apple joining force. Once it launches later this month, Apple TV Plus through Prime Video will cost the same $10 a month as Apple TV Plus directly from Apple. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. If you're ready to set your home cleaning on autopilot or upgrade your existing setup, robot vacuum and mop leader Roborock offers some of its best pricing ever with Prime Big Deal Days. You can save up to $650 with this limited time offer with big deals across Roborock's entire lineup. Roborock has options at every price point and every feature set imaginable to help make cleaning a breeze with smart hardware and software that allows you to create automated cleaning schedules, trigger cleanings with one tap in the Roborock app, clean specific areas, and so much more. Hit the link in the show notes to learn how you can level up your home cleaning automation with Roborock's Prime Big Deal Days and save up to $650. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Dan Riccio, Apple's longtime hardware engineering executive, is retiring. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Riccio is leaving Apple this month after 26 years at the company, most recently leading development of Apple Vision Pro. Riccio first joined Apple in 1998 and became Apple's hardware engineering chief in 2012. He has led teams across hardware engineering on multiple iPod, iPhone, iPad, and Mac launches, in addition to Vision Pro and the Apple Silicon transition. Bloomberg says that he was known at times for an abrasive style and controversial moves, but he also made key hires and encouraged acquisitions that resulted in major new products. Riccio's retirement comes after Apple reshuffled its hardware engineering team in January of 2021, when Riccio shifted from Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering to a new role focusing on a new project, which we now know to be Apple Vision Pro. John Ternus then took the reins of the hardware engineering team and joined Apple's executive team as a senior vice president. Since that shakeup in 2021, Riccio has led the Vision Products Group at Apple, including development of Apple Vision Pro. Bloomberg says that he was one of the biggest advocates for the device and served as a bridge between the Vision Products Group and Apple's top executive team. Riccio also led work on developing Apple's self-driving car, but the Apple Car Project, or Project Titan, was disbanded in February after more than a decade. Following Riccio's departure, later this month, Mike Rockwell will continue to lead the Vision Products Group on a day-to-day basis, while John Ternus, Apple's current hardware engineering boss, will oversee the group and its couple thousand engineers. Riccio's departure comes amid multiple other changes at Apple. CFO Luca Maestri is set to depart his role after the end of 2024. And as we talked about yesterday, Apple's head of procurement is also soon retiring after 24 years at the company. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.